In early December, Governor-elect Bruce Rauner visited Springfield when the legislature was meeting. He said the primary reason for his trip was to meet with members of the Illinois House and state senators.
My goal is to get to know everybody personally on a first-name basis over time, get to know them and their goals and personal priorities and work style.
His office wouldn't or couldn't say how many of the 177 General Assembly members he's met or talked to on the phone, but the tally's high. Rauner got to know many of his fellow Republicans during his campaign. It's Democrats Rauner has to personally introduce himself to. Not only are most of them strangers, it could be key to his success. Democrats hold veto-proof majorities in both chambers. Rauner's first big meeting was with the legislature's two top honchos, House Speaker Michael Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton. They're the real crucial players going forward. But rank-and-file Democrats like Representative Dan Beiser will play a role, too. Beiser, who's from Alton, says his meeting with Rauner lasted about 15 minutes.
It was more informal, very little politics of where you stand on this issue. There was none of that. It was more based on just to get to know you. I've never met you. I'd like to get to know you.
They talked about their families and backgrounds.
But the biggest thing, I think, that I brought out of that meeting was that he sincerely is attempting to establish lines of communications, establish relationships, regardless of your political stances.
A big political issue did come up during Rauner's visit with Democratic Representative Sue Scher, who represents parts of Springfield and Decatur.
He asked what was one of my most important issues. And I said minimum wage because there are a lot of minimum wage workers in my district.
Scher says she went alone to the meeting, which was held in the Capitol in the comptroller's office. But Rauner had a couple of aides along.
The staffers didn't say anything, but they took notes.
One Chicago Democrat says he and Rauner talked about education funding and what to do about Medicaid fraud. Another, a leader of the Latino caucus, about Rauner's stance on immigration. Representative Brandon Phelps, a Democrat from Harrisburg, focused on issues of concern in southern Illinois that arose during Governor Pat Quinn's reign.
You know, I told him, I said, you know, with the fracking, the coal, you know, the oil that we have, I mean, you know, the previous administration was not kind to us, especially when they closed some of the prisons because it's a big employer in my area, but he understands it.
Mind you, Rauner is a Republican and Quinn, like Phelps, is a Democrat. Phelps also apparently hit it off with Rauner, chatting about a mutual hobby.
He said he's an outdoorsman, you know, and I, so that's, you know me, I am as well. We talked about bird hunting a little bit, and told him I said I'd love to go with you, and it was just a very nice meeting.
If you're getting the impression that Democrats are a lot more enthusiastic about a Republican governor than you'd have expected, there are a few things to keep in mind. For one, if controversial issues are to be dealt with over the next couple of years, Democrats will need Rauner, and he'll need them. Two, there are some Democrats who are less than enthralled, to say the least, about a Rauner administration. They're just not as publicly outspoken about it, at least not yet. Some are rumored to have made a point to spurn his overtures. And third, it could be that some are simply starving for the executive branch's attention. Rod Blagojevich's relationship with all but a few legislators was acidic, to put it mildly, and outgoing Governor Quinn's relationship with lawmakers generally bordered on non-existent. Many have a hard time citing when they last even got a phone call from Quinn. As for Rauner,
he's very eager to get involved. He's very engaged. I think he's going to have a much different approach to working with the legislature than the last two governors. I think it'll be refreshing.
That was Representative Jack Franks, an independent-minded Democrat from Marengo. So far, though, it's all projection. Rauner hasn't actually had to fulfill any of his campaign promises, veto any bills, or try to get any passed. And legislators I talked with say Rauner was just as silent in their private meetings as he's been publicly about plans for Illinois' beleaguered finances. Democratic Senator Emil Jones III says when Rauner gathered members of the Black Caucus at a Chicago club, they tried to talk to him about the budget.
That question was asked, and he simply stated, you know, he's not a politician, he's a businessman. We're the politicians, we've been doing this. This is our career. He's trying to find out what we need. He knows what he's going to do, and he said he will let us know at the proper time what he wants to do.
So you tried. You said, hey, we want to know more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to know, you know, you, as a politician, you want to know what the next man's plans are. And, you know, he wasn't ready to deliver that yet.
Even so, Jones sounds impressed with what Rauner did say.
He did say one thing that I really like. The purpose of government is to do for people that can't do for themselves. And he said that. It's not nothing I said to him. That came out of his own mouth. And that is the purpose of government, to help those who can't help themselves.
Were you surprised?
I was very surprised that he said that, but it lets me know he understands what the meaning of government is.
Of course, Rauner is a politician. Given his recent success in his new profession, it's not surprising that he's adept at telling people, even fellow professional schmoozers, what they want to hear. But with growing concerns about Illinois' finances, there's a good chance these polite conversations might get a lot less friendly. As the saying goes, actions speak louder than words. I'm Amanda Finicky.